up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 190. In this episode, I'll discuss whether patients taking warfarin for atrial fibrillation require bridging. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode190. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. For almost 10 years, guidelines have recommended bridge therapy for patients taking warfarin for atrial fibrillation. When anticoagulation needs to be temporarily withheld, bridge therapy with a shorter-acting anticoagulant, such as low-molecular-weight heparin or heparin infusion, is used to reduce the time a patient is off anticoagulation. Bridge therapy is frequently used before and after surgical procedures. This is done to theoretically reduce the risk of thromboembolism from being off of anticoagulation. However, bridging itself carries a risk of bleeding. Current guidelines recommend that each patient should have an individualized risk-benefit assessment of bleeding and clotting risk when deciding whether to bridge. The CHADS VAS score and the HasBlood score are commonly used to assess clotting and bleeding risk, respectively. These recommendations are generally based on low-quality evidence or expert opinion. The theory that the rate of thromboembolism in the perioperative period is increased after warfarin therapy is temporarily withheld has been brought into question over the past few years by new evidence. Several studies, including a randomized trial, have demonstrated lower than expected rates of thromboembolism. The risk of thromboembolism also appears to not be amenable to bridge therapy. Pooled data from a prospective registry of patients with atrial fibrillation who underwent bridging therapy found higher rates of bleeding in patients who received bridging. Within 30 days of the procedure anticoagulation was held for, the rate of bleeding was 3.6% versus 1.2% in the bridge versus non-bridge groups. There was no difference in the rates of thromboembolic events. The RELY study, which compared warfarin with dabigatran, included a pre-specified analysis of patients who had an elective procedure during the follow-up phase of the study. In the group of patients who had warfarin temporarily withheld, the rates of major bleeding were 6.8% in the group who received bridge therapy and 1.6% in the group of patients who did not. Paradoxically, patients who were bridged had a six-fold risk of thromboembolism compared to patients who were not bridged. This risk was statistically significant. A meta-analysis of 34 trials involving over 12,000 patients found much higher rates of bleeding in patients who had bridge therapy compared to those who did not. Overall bleeding rates were 13.1% versus 3.4%, and major bleeding rates were 4.2% versus 0.9% in the bridge versus non-bridge groups. The BRIDGE study was the first randomized trial examining perioperative bridging. Over 1,800 patients receiving anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation were randomized to bridging or non-bridging. The rates of major bleeding were 3.2% in the group who received bridge therapy and 1.3% in the group of patients who did not. And there was no difference in the rates of thromboembolic events. The results of these recent trials call into question the routine use of bridging patients taking warfarin for atrial fibrillation in the perioperative period. The authors of a recent review, which is linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode190, suggest withholding bridging therapy for all patients taking warfarin for atrial fibrillation, except in those with a high thromboembolism risk, and only if the risk of thromboembolism clearly outweighs the risk of bleeding. Patients with mechanical valves have been largely excluded from studies examining risks and benefits of bridging, and they're still considered to be at high risk of thromboembolism for the purposes of risk assessment for bridge therapy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.